The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer greatly from the elders, the chief priests, and the others, scribes, and be killed on the third day, and on the third day be raised. Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. God forbid, Lord, no such thing shall ever happen to you. He turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle to me. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do. Then Jesus said to his disciples, whoever wishes to come after me must first deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Or what can one give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory, and then he will repay all according to his conduct. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Cardinal Joseph Tobin is the Archbishop of Newark, New Jersey, and a personal friend of Pope Francis. He told this story at a gathering a few weeks ago in Florida. The morning after Pope Francis was elected, he met with the Cardinal, who is the Vatican Secretary of State, and the first thing Pope Francis said to him was, I want to go to Lampedusa. Lampedusa is a very small Italian island just south of Sicily, and so it is the closest European soil to Africa, and it's where so many of the migrants are coming as they flee poverty and violence in Africa, seeking a better life in Europe. And many of them, thousands of them, have drowned, and Lampedusa is a place of poverty and chaos. And typical of Pope Francis, that's where he wants to go. The Cardinal explained to him that it would take a great deal of time to work that out. He said, we have to arrange transportation, security, we have to work with local officials. But he said, we will work on it. The following week, Pope Francis met again with the same Cardinal, and the first thing he said to him was, I want to go to Lampedusa. And the Cardinal said, Your Holiness, be patient. These things take a great deal of time that we can work out all of the details. 2 days later, the Cardinal got a phone call from the president of Alitalia Airlines, the national Italian airlines. And the president said to him, Your Eminence, are you aware that His Holiness has booked a seat on our Monday morning 9 a.m. flight to Lampedusa? Pope Francis learned very quickly how to cut through the silliness that often becomes the church. And it's a lesson that every one of us in this room have to learn. Church is the means, the conduit, the way, the guide to get you and me into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. But all too often, it becomes an obstacle. It might be the personality of a priest. It might be poor homilies or the way the liturgy is celebrated. It might be a rule or a law that stands in the way. And whenever that happens, imitate Pope Francis and go around it. Nothing can stand between you and a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. If you encounter an obstacle, book your own seat to Lampedusa. Amen.